I'm Lakeisha.
Hey, I'm Natalie.
And this is
Life Cracks Us Up.
Are you picking up what we're putting down? Are you enjoying the content? Is there feedback you'd like to provide or topics you'd like to discuss? How about you give us a call and share your thoughts? 757-504-4649. That's 757-504-4649. We would love to hear from you.
What up, babe?
Nothing much.
Nothing, honey.
Speaking of nothing, I got a question for you. Mm-hmm. Would you rather swim in a pool full of Nutella or a pool full of maple syrup?
Okay. First of all, you can't swim in a pool full of Nutella because it's mad thick. So you would probably just be like...
quicksand.
Yeah. Now, you wouldn't even sink. That shit is like, just like...
oh.
The maple syrup, the thought of that coating my body gives me anxiety. So I'm going to go with standing in the Nutella because that's pretty much all you'll be doing. And just making sure that shit don't get in my mouth.
Oh,
have you tasted that?
I have. Ew, why do kids like that?
My daughter eats that shit. She would eat it on waffles. Yeah. She would eat the little stick and stuff. And I'm like...
I have to buy that big old jar of it. I tasted it like, ew.
Yeah, Sam's Club has it. You buy two big old jars for the price of what you would pay at the grocery store for one.
So I think I'm good with the maple syrup.
Yeah, because
I like maple syrup.
We're not talking about eating it, we're talking about being cold at all.
But you're in the pool, you know, you get chlorine in your mouth, like,
yeah.
Maple syrup in your mouth?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with maple syrup.
Because
I know you said something about, like, you don't like wet clothes and all that stuff. Well, if you got on a bikini, that's not going to weigh you down.
Well, now we're talking about something totally scary.
So, yeah, I can't swim anyway. So,
That's what I picture more.
Sinking in the maple syrup.
Yeah. Okay.
You go with maple syrup. All right. So I don't know if you've done this. Would you rather labor under a hot sun or extreme cold?
I'm going with. All right. I know we're not supposed to do this with these questions, but define the term labor for this instance. Are we talking about labor as in working under the hot sun?
Or birthing? What do you think?
No, I meant, or just like laboring, like just laying around.
Working.
Give me the cold.
Yeah.
I can make myself warm.
If you work hard enough, you can.
Yeah, I can make myself warm.
If you're out there in the cold, run around, move around some more.
Yeah.
But the sun.
The heat, you're just out there shriveling up.
Yeah. I do need to lose a little. Like, talk about that for everything.
Listen.
It's either I'm eating it or I'm trying.
Listen.
So wait. I'm going to swim in the maple syrup in the hot sun.
Oh, Father God. And now you're about to get eaten by ants and all types of shit. You go ahead out there in that sun with some hot maple syrup for you. Let's see how that works out for you. But yeah, go ahead and give me that cold.
Yeah, like I said, I'll take the cold. Yeah, because if I'm working enough, I'm gonna
do jumping jacks and like make some, you know, create some heat.
Yeah, that's all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this one, I don't know. Would you rather lunge by the pool or on a beach?
Like, lunge or lounge?
We're going to lounge.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm throwing this out there to you because I know you're a water person. So let's just see.
So what was it again?
The pool or the beach? Now that we have
lounge at the pool or at the beach. That is a very difficult one for me to answer because I love to be at both of those places. I'm going to go with beach because I love to hear the water coming in. Damn it, that's hard because the pool, it's so much easier. Oh, and I can also pee in the beach.
I'm gonna go in the pool.
Yeah, but I don't trust the pool ever since grown-ups with that purple ring
following you around.
I don't trust it. So
I
guess I'm gonna go with the beach. It's a hard one.
Pee in there. That's the deciding factor.
I mean, it is. That's when I go to the beach, I don't go to swim. I go to just, I people watch. I love laying out. I love having a book. I love lunging. I was like, is she exercising at the pool? What are we doing here? But yeah, so I it's very relaxing for me. Pools tend to be a little more active. You know what I mean? There's, yeah. there's, freaking like, well, no, because on a good beach day, that's a hard one. Wow. Well, this is the first one I've struggled with, but I think
pool,
the beach.
Like I said, if there are kids there, they're there to swim. It's a small area. It's chlorine-y.
Yeah.
You know, I don't do water per se, but if I had to choose one, I think I would do the beach because I can, you know, get away. I don't have to be right there in the fix of things.
Right, yeah, right. The pool, there. You're right that's on it. The outside yeah, of the pool. It. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can get splashed if kids are playing and... Yeah.
And they're so loud.
So loud. And not that they're not loud at the beach, but you can sit farther
right,
back.
Right, right. I mean, it's know. Not in a, enclosed, so right. it's not just.
Yeah.
I went to Great Wolf Lodge. I
haven't been. Did you love it or did you like it? Or did you not want to go back again?
I would say I kind of liked it. I liked it. Did not love it. Probably would never go again. Okay. But just the concept of it, I hadn't done anything like that before. Mm. Again, it's indoors, so it's loud. Mm-hmm. It's chlorine-y.
I can smell it and I can hear it.
Yeah. But I mean, the kids got to run around and there are plenty of chairs. So I got to lounge.
You got to lunge around.
But I also went to the Lazy River. You know, when you sit on the tube, I was nervous because I hadn't taken those last swimming lessons.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just got on the tube and kind of kicked back. And you just got to watch out for the thing they have every once in a while. You know, you're going around, all of a sudden it's be like a bucket of water, you know, like carrying and the blood. Mm. You know, and you know, you never know when it's going to tip. So I'm like trying to hurry up and get past it.
Yeah, see, if I'm relaxing, I don't want to get hit with a bucket of water.
Yeah, yeah. So that was the only thing with that Lazy River, what it called. I don't know. Yeah, but there's other activities, kid, you know, the real get into the nest of it. But that was fun aside from that, you know. So
I wanted to do, like, my oldest and I, we used to go to Water Country.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the things we did, Lazy River. Would love getting it. But she never wanted to go on any of the slides or any of the water rides. And my youngest doesn't either. So I'm like, that's the stuff I want to do. I don't want to just go walk around the water park and get in the Lazy River park. In the wave pool.
Yeah.
Like, nah. Like, give me some...
Something to do.
Yeah. Some.
You go with these kids I went with, then you'll be highly entertained. Okay. So next time she wants to go, take that one.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead and welcome everyone to Small Screens, Big Impacts, our homage to Black History Month and the Black sitcom. Has anything ever been more special than a Black sitcom? Like, you learned life lessons from some of these shows.
Yeah.
Like,
let's see, starting back. See, I don't know what came first. Like, I remember What's Happening.
No, that's Dynamite. That was Dwayne. Yeah,
now D, the sister D. Mm-hmm. And Raj.
D, Raj, Shirley.
And
Rerun
and that dancing. Rerun.
Yeah.
Side note, do you know he when he quit acting or whatever, he moved to, I think it was Virginia Beach, he was a real estate agent?
No.
Yeah, but he's passed away.
I would have bought something just to say I bought a house from Rerun. Do you remember the episode when Rerun was managing that little group and they sang Bubbly Brown Sugar? They get them with the happy beat.
Yeah, something, yes.
Bubba, she had that one tooth. Bubbly Brown Sugar and that Jerry Curls, yo. That was the ultimate shit.
And they were they poor too?
They had a house.
Yeah.
The dad passed away and then the mom.
She was raising Dee and Dwayne.
No, Rerun, Dee and Raj.
Raj and mm-hmm. Rerun was a friend of theirs.
Rerun and Dwayne were best friends.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't know the whole thing, you know, what they were doing, but yeah, it was the mama raising the kids, yeah, teaching them life lessons.
Yeah, they weren't poor by any means.
Okay, I'll think about their good times. But yeah, getting into trouble, kids getting
good
into trouble.
Good times, they was broke.
They was poor.
And let my friend Corey tell it, the real villain in Good Times was Florida Evans. She's the one who kept them in that damn ghetto. She's the one who kept them in the ghetto. I'm going to remind
you. We'll come back to it. Yeah. We'll have to talk about that one. But because like I said, I don't know my order of things, but I remember that one was back then. Mm-hmm. And what was the other one I was going to say? You give me one. That was back when, in that era.
Yeah. What's happening? Hold on, because I have a whole.
I'm sure. You
good can. Times. What's happening? Sanford and Son. Jeffersons.
Jefferson, I think, was one of the Jeffersons. Yeah, moving on up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Forever moving on up. Who actually started out on All in the Family.
All in the Family. Yeah, yeah, that was crazy.
They were the neighbor.
And yeah, that's interesting how that was the thing back then. It's not racism. What's the word? Is it?
No, it was racism. Yeah, Archie was pretty racist.
Yeah, I was like, Archie was pretty racist.
And then to watch him go into Bill Gillespie in the heat of the night,
yeah,
where he started out a racist, wow, and then ended up marrying a black chick on the show. Little figure.
But yeah, Good Times was interesting. Yeah, he got his comeuppance.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember if I got life lessons from those. I mean, I remember him talking about the neighbor who married the white guy. You know, they're always picking on him.
Tom and are we talking about the Jeffersons?
Yeah, the Jeffersons. I'm trying to think.
Tom and what's her name? Willis. Lenny Kravitz's mom. What the hell is her name? I can see her pretty face clear as day.
Falling out of my head because their maid was.
Because we're old. Florence Jefferson.
Florence. That was
I'm not Florence Jefferson. Yeah. But Florence was the maid.
Was the maid. Because George was always
Marla Gibbs.
Cracking on everybody.
He was really bad.
Yeah, that's what everybody. Yeah, like
you had Bentley, the neighbor from down the hall. Bentley was a hot mess too. Yeah.
But then you know, think about it, they had a black maid. They were black and they had they wanted to keep the money in the black community.
Who?
George and Wheezy.
That ain't why they hired Florence.
Why they hired Florence?
They weren't talking about keeping money in the black community back then. They was lucky to have black money.
The cleaners, he got all those cleaners companies, so he got the money.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes they'd be like Bubba. It's like, you know, now Bubba mama got a white maid, you know, because she been cleaning. So it's like, I just thought of that. It's like, yeah, why are they? Yeah, they probably was keeping money in the community.
Yeah, I think it was just that she was hilarious. And I don't think a lot of those jokes would have hit the same had it been a white maid. Yeah.
Yeah. Nah.
Yeah. Helen. Tom and Helen was. Yeah. Yeah. And remember they had the two Lionels? They had the one changed. Lionel. And then, I don't know what happened. Yeah, then they brought in the second Lionel. And then they married Jenny. God, I watch a lot of TV. However, anyone should recognize what I'm saying. Like anybody that looks like us and especially around our age knows what the hell I'm talking about. Yeah, absolutely.
Those shows. But, okay, so now we're gonna have to go to Good Times. Because first of all, you're gonna have to tell me why she kept them in.
I'm gonna tell you why.
And then Good Times, oh my gosh, how long did that last?
I'm gonna tell you why. Where are my specs?
Come on, old lady. I know, old lady, get your
So Florida was, they tried to make it seem like the projects was that the show's villain, but it said that it was actually Florida Evans. She told Michael Jesus wasn't black. She caped for George Washington. She kicked JJ out of the house for paying the rent with money he got from betting on a horse race. She turned down $5,000 to do a tonic commercial. She told James not to tour with Reverend Sam. She made James turn in $27,000 in money he found in a trash bag on the street. She turned down Cousin Raymond's offer to move the family into a condo overlooking Lakeview Drive. You know what? She made James turn down a job offer because she didn't want to be alone. And then, after James died, she moved to Arizona with her new husband and left her children to rot in the ghetto for a whole year.
See, I don't remember that.
Yeah, all of those are true.
So it's her fault. But
But when she did,
they could have been out of there.
But when she did let him go get a job on the, was it Alaska Pipeline? Yep. He died.
Damn. Yes. He did too.
He did.
Yeah.
She's trying to save the family. Yeah, because that's funny. I'm gonna have to find those now. Because
she was trying to save the family, but in that moment, they could have been out of there and he wouldn't even have had to go.
Well, I don't know. You can't say
Alaska Pipeline.
No, you can't.
Could they really have, like, they couldn't have thought of nothing else?
But he was trying to get money for the family.
Alaska Pipeline.
But you were talking about lessons learned. Like, I learned from Michael. Okay, so it was James in Florida with the parents. Mm-hmm. And they had, JJ was the oldest, mm-hmm. Thelma was next, and then Michael was the youngest. Mm-hmm. So I remember one episode when Michael had failed the test in school, because Michael was a little, he was a little,
Milton Midget.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was like, he failed a standardized test because they asked him something like, how many people could live in a two bedroom house?
They were asking white questions.
Yes.
Yeah. Florida and James wasn't having that shit.
Like, he was like, a whole bunch of people could
live. Yep. Yeah,
it's like that's his lived they
came
experience.
Up. Yeah, they came up with their own questions and was asking the teacher, "If since you're so smart, answer these questions that my kid wouldn't know the answers to." So yeah,
because him and Michael and JJ slept on a couch in the living room.
Yeah, Thelma had the bedroom,
and then Mom and Dad had the room. Mm-hmm. So yeah, a lot of people could fit.
Yeah,
but yeah, this but also it was Thelma's fault. No, okay, back up. No, it was JJ's fault. One time when Thelma got married.
Oh,
to the football player. Keith. Yes. Keith. They were going to get out of there. They would get out of there. But JJ,
busted up his whole shit. His
clumsy self busted up that dude's knee. Now he living in the projects with them.
But are you trying to tell me that at no point they could have got their own crib? Like, I get it. Even another apartment in Cabrini Greens.
No,
maybe even just another. They had to be up in that house. But but every show has to evolve. So, you know, they had to. And then, of course, you had Wilona and Penny.
And Penny. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, Penny. Penny grew up to be Janet.
I was going to say, ma'am, where are we going with this?
You know, Penny.
Yeah.
But Penny, because.
And then Kim Fields' mom was her mom and burned her with the iron.
Yeah. Aww.
That was sad.
Yeah. So that's how she got to live.
She was like, no, mama. No, mama. She was like, do you remember? No, mama. No, mama. Go back and rewatch the episode. No, mama.
But I remember once how Wilona got a job as a. In the department store, watching to make sure people didn't steal. Mm-hmm. And so she had to watch the cameras in the dressing rooms. And she's like, what that nun had under her habit between her and God. But I always think of her when I go in dressing rooms now, because I'm like, who's watching you watch?
Yeah.
You know, because she's like, yeah, who's watching? It's like, oh, and Bookman, the landlord.
Yeah. He was a handyman.
Mm-hmm. Like, they call him Booger. But yeah, they were hilarious. Like when the lady, when they invited that lady over for dinner, the old lady, and they told her to bring nothing. He was like, the Lord is my German shepherd.
That some of those were so sad. The thought that lady just sitting around eating cat food.
I'm gonna serve dog food to my friends.
Right. the Lord is my German shepherd. Oh, classic shit. So I mean, obviously we got the Waybacks, the Sanford and Sons of What's Happening, the Good Times, the Jeffersons. I'm gonna go ahead and say this, and I don't care who says anything to me or what you have to say, but the Cosby Show was the quintessential black family sitcom, hands down.
Okay, let me jump in here before I forget really quick. Cosby Show, let's talk about Cosby Show. So when I was in the military, I met this lady. She was Caucasian. We became really good friends. And somehow we got to talking.
White people food.
You know, we were talking about, she was saying the fact that she had not seen black people in person until she went to college. You know, so there was a few of us in there talking, mostly black people. And she was like, so she didn't think black people really existed, because, you know, she's a white town, just all white. She's like, she didn't think. And the other black lady's like, what do you mean you didn't know they existed? Didn't you have TV? Didn't you see the Cosby Show? She's like, Yeah, but I saw Sesame Street too, and I Big Bird. That was her example of comedy shows, like, yeah. You know, so Black people, how do you not know Black people?
Yeah,
like, I saw Big Bird.
Yeah, I mean, were you not taught a hit any kind of history? Like, okay, just okay, like, yeah, but that is like a funny analogy, though. Yeah, that's funny, yeah. That's funny.
But Cosby Show, yeah, I wouldn't look that up. A lot of people were on the Cosby Show, like Jordan B. Always his name, don't
Michael
you
B.
Me.
Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan. Stop, record, stop. Jordan B. Michael.
Girl, you sound old and white.
Well, I don't know if I ever told you, I don't have my Black card anymore. Oh, my daughter took it away from me years ago.
This is going to be a very interesting
episode. Don't come and get tuned. Me. Black okay. people, don't
so
come
yes,
and get me.
Yes, there were a lot of people.
Michael
who,
B. Jordan was a kid
came,
on there.
Yeah,
Who else? Kenny. Dion Richmond played Gus in Psych. Because I used to watch Psych, and I was like, he looks so familiar. Yeah, it was a Kenny on there. And then Merlin Santana. Stop laughing at me. Was Rudy's boyfriend. But yeah, he was in Steve Harvey Show. Stop it. Stop looking at me like
I'm,
that.
I'm just listening. I'm like, just listening.
Romeo. But yeah, so there's a lot of people. Yeah, he did. I was listening to how that happened with him.
Didn't his girl kill him?
So you know, she set him up.
Yeah.
Some foolishness. Yeah. It's on Sisters Who Kill.
Yes, it is.
Yes, I listened to that episode. But yeah, some 15-year-old girl.
Yeah.
You know, he thought she was older, I guess. But yes, pretty set him up for some reason. And people just came up and put one bullet went through the trunk, through the back seat, the headrest, got him in the back of the head.
That's
just
crazy. That bullet was meant for you.
The fluke, it was, all that. And yes, unfortunately, that's kind of what I thought. Like,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, but he was a young actor. But yeah, he was on there when he was young. So yeah, it's quite a few people who... I would say so much got their start, but
yeah,
because I just, like to see, right, yeah. when I look at old stuff and I see somebody like, oh, that's, you know, so and so, I know them now.
I do
didn't
a lot
realize,
of that with Twilight Zone.
Yeah, I didn't realize they had been back there, but yeah, Cosby Show.
The Cosby Show, there were a couple of episodes that stand out for me. That Gordon Cottrell shirt, do you remember the episode?
No.
Denise was sewing, and she was, you know, trying to be like a fashion designer. I talk about her fashion designer and do all this stuff. And Theo was going out on a date, so he wanted to get this Gordon Cottrell shirt, but couldn't get the shirt. So Denise was like, "I can make that for you. Like, what are you even talking about right now? I got it. I can make that shirt for you." Yo, the shirt that she put on, he was like, "I can't wear." Like, it was all, the arm was like up here, the other one was down here. The shirt was messy as all shit. Hilarious. But the other one that stood out for me when you talk about life lessons. So remember when Vanessa met Dabney? Dabney. Yeah, whatever his name was. But remember when she brought him home for the first time?
Go ahead.
Yep. She brought him home for the first time. Nobody even knew about this dude. She took him home and they were having dinner, and Cliff was kind of like, you know, like, and I forget how it happened, how it came to the point, but he said to Dabness about how she presented him basically a steak, the best cut of steak on the lid of a trash can.
My daughter tells me that all the time when she references something like that.
Yep.
She talks about that episode.
Yep.
So yeah, evidently it made a lot of impact.
Yep. Here you are, this prime piece of meat, this steak.
On a garbage,
and she brings you home on a fucking garbage can. So now I gotta look at that steak differently because the way it was presented. I'm telling you, say what you want about Bill Cosby. His personal life and him being a rapist and all that other shit aside.
Yeah.
That man taught some life lessons. He did.
Yeah. Looking back at it, I forgot they had so many kids. I was like, and a doctor and a lawyer. Like, ooh, we can do this.
I mean, what a pleasant sight to see on TV.
Yeah.
They were the first ones to do it.
Yeah.
Nobody was in the projects. They owned their brownstone in Brooklyn.
Right, 'cause I know that's expensive.
I mean, they both had flourishing careers.
Yeah.
They showed them have these careers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they raised kids who were about something.
Yeah.
You know, so even though Sandra and Elvin, I could have did without them. And then when Denise brought home Martin, and then of course that's where Olivia comes in. It was Martin's. It was Martin's daughter, but Denise married Martin, so that became her stepdaughter.
Yeah. And Olivia came in there.
And then she became the cute one, and Rudy was like, remember Rudy was jealous at first, like, yo, what about me? I'm the cute one here.
Yeah.
But that was classic. Martin Lawrence. How y'all feel?
Shanae.
Oh my goodness.
And he's another one. He's not so much I'm losing my words here. With impressions or impressionations. He doesn't do that, but he's got his own characters. Like,
right.
Like he had the preacher.
He had, you were talking about just in Martin or in general?
In Martin.
Yeah. He had, oh my gosh, he had the Roscoe, the little boy. He had Jones, the karate guy. It'll come to me in a second if I just scream that out. Don't you know no good? He had, you know, the mechanic.
He had a whole bunch of Shanae things in there. Silly.
Brilliant. Brilliant. And not only was he brilliant, but everybody contributed to that show. Gina, Pam, Tommy, Cole, even Brawl Man from the fifth floor.
Yes, he just
Hustle Man. Like everybody contributed to that show. It was too bad that it went out like it did with, you know, Martin and Tisha Campbell not getting along, because the show definitely suffered. But let me tell you, when she came out that bedroom and her head was stuck in that fucking headboard. Remember that one?
No.
Okay.
No.
She came out. They bought this new headboard and they was getting busy, as they would have said back then. And she came out and she had that damn, her head was stuck inside. And the one thing about Tisha Campbell that I love is she commits wholeheartedly to whatever role she's in. And that was, she was that required physical comedy sometimes with some of the stuff that she did. But when she came out, she couldn't get through the bedroom and she was like, oh, and her facial expressions. When Martin fought Tommy Hearns and he had his face all lumped up at the end. Yo, there are so many episodes of Martin that I could go into. When they did the Nino Brown scene where he had that damn dog and he was like, rrr. Yo, he had a stuffed animal dog. Have you ever seen Ice-T, Chris Rock, God damn it, Nino Brown. Oh my gosh, someone scream it at me. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Let me see. Nope, didn't get it.
Damn it. Speaking of black cards getting pulled, I'm sure mine's going after this. But anyway.
The Dolomite, I don't know.
No, definitely not. But they reenacted a part of that damn movie. And when I tell you I was on fire on the inside, even thinking about it right now, watching him come in all that black. And he was like, yeah, Cole knows something, don't you, Cole? Cole knows. He did it almost verbatim to some of that. Sit your $5 ass down before I make change. Yo, and that fucking dog. It was a stuffed animal, but
wow.
Martin's show was beyond classic. And I almost hope that they don't, not almost hope, I hope that they don't touch that one. You know how they're coming back and they're
making all
revamping
stuff,
all these shows. And I know that they were in talks. Uh-huh. Cole, I keep calling him Cole, the man has a real name, but he talked about it recently. Mm. And he was saying there, you know, they were talking about maybe...
All right, some things you can't touch.
You can't.
But talking of Tommy and them, I was like, Martin, when I go to my hairdresser, when I go to the barber, most of the time they're watching that.
Yeah. It's timeless. Like you can watch it all day,
all
every day.
The time. I go there and it's like almost every time I can count on seeing Martin when I'm in there.
You know, another show that's consistent like that is, at least in the black community, Girlfriends.
Yeah. Oh, girlfriends.
Yeah.
I remember the one where Joan, was dating the guy with the, was it Joan with the big hips?
With the
big
hips. He was getting up from the table, bumping into shit.
Oh, gosh. Like, how did a dude get a butt like that?
Yeah, and she didn't know it until he stood up.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
Yeah, Joan, Lynn, Maya, and Joan, Lynn, Maya. Who am I missing?
And they're different. They're all, they're good friends. But
yeah,
they're besties.
Yeah,
and they're all different. Like, one of them didn't have a lot of money.
Oh, Tony.
Tony. Okay. Yeah, because I mean, I don't remember.
Lynn was the broke one.
Yeah. Always got money issues. Yeah, always got money issues. And you got the one that's got all the money.
Yeah, Tony.
You know, and then like somebody's got kids and not everybody has kids.
Maya had kids and a husband Jabari.
Yeah.
And
so I need to go back and watch some of these things. But being that I don't watch television anymore.
Yeah. That was a classic for many, many, many reasons. Number one, seeing, oh my gosh, and talk about just beauty. Oh my gosh, all that beauty on the screen, like the dark skin, the big lips, and Tony.
Everything.
You know what I mean? Like, unapologetically black. Like, here I am. Then you got Joan. You know, she's mixed, but she got the hair. And then that show, that's another one that you can just sit, watch one episode, and the next thing you know, you're like, damn, I've been watching this for like 2 hours, 3 hours, because it's so easy to watch. That was a good one. What do you got?
The other one with the girlfriends. It is with Queen Latifah.
Living Single.
That's what I was thinking.
That's on here.
You know, because, I was going to say that, but I was like, no, that's not it. I was thinking Living Color.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, something single. Living, but yeah, Living Single. Yeah, with Khadijah.
Regine, Max.
Look at these names from. Khadijah, Regine. Come on now.
Yeah.
Come
on. Deja, Regine, Maxine, and I can see her face clear as day.
Overton? Is that the dude with the bald head?
He was married to whose name I can't think of, and I'm so mad because I love her.
In the show?
Yes.
Married or dating?
No, he ended up marrying her.
I must have stopped watching.
Sinclair. Overton married Sinclair.
They did. Okay.
Yeah. She was a lightheaded but sweet one.
Yeah.
Like she was ditzy. Hilarious. Yeah.
A little ditzy.
Regine. What was that poem? Regine. The wigs. Regine has some hair.
They all the
Regine had hair. hair. And then when Khadijah finally got with did they end up getting married or staying together? Not Pina. He had a nickname from back in the day. Come on, y'all.
I don't know. I'm going to have to take some memory enhancing.
Yeah, but that's another one. We are living single. Ooh, in a 90s kind of world. I'm glad I got my girls. Keep your head up. What? Keep your head up. That's right. Whenever this life gets tough, you got to fight with my home. Standing to my left. Am I right? True blue.
I can see you when the show is on. You just up there doing your thing right with them.
Call me Big Les. Big Les is the one who danced in the background. You might as well call me True Blue. Like, we are living in
all the moves.
Girl, all the moves. I'd be sweating to the damn opening of that damn show. That was my shit. What else do we got? Sorry, I'm all over the place with my blank. My black shows. I had to put them all down on paper because there were too many. A Different World.
Yeah, because that came from Cosby Show.
A Different World.
With
Lisa Bonet, her character.
Yeah, no. The Whitley. Whitley.
Jasmine Guy.
Think about her, you wake up.
Dwayne.
When she was wearing this way and she wake up early to go and put her face on and then she lay there. Dwayne. Oh. And he had those glasses.
Oh my gosh. Even back then I thought they were corny.
Yeah.
Those flip up glasses. Yeah. They're corny now, but they were corny back then too.
Yeah, that was different. Yeah. But her, because she was all from
it's
money.
A different world.
She was all money.
Then where you come from.
That's another one that people were on that one who you look back later and it's like, or now it's like, oh, they were
Jada Pinkett was on there. She played, I can see her now. She was a little tomboy. Can't think of her name, but yeah, Jada Pinkett was on there.
Because some people came from, well, yeah, they came from Cosby Show to there. And then, because I think Alexander, what's her name? Erica
Alexander.
Yeah, Erica Alexander. Yeah, she was on that stuff and moving all around to all these other shows.
She started on the Cosby Show. She was Cliff's niece. She came in as the niece.
Not the nephew.
No, not the nephew. Denise.
Denise and the nephew.
Yeah, but different world. Freddie, I just recently saw her on something as she is now. Like, still looks exact. I knew it was her by the voice. I was doing something and I was like, that's
right.
Yeah, and I looked, I was like, oh.
And she still looks like.
Looks the same.
Wow.
Yep. Hair, everything. She looks so cute, so pretty, so mature and so pretty. That theme song?
No. Girl, please. You know
it's
what?
Okay.
I got this condition.
It's okay. We're
trying to save some brain space for things like remembering my address.
We're gonna rewatch all of this on our girls' weekend.
I thought it was a night. Now it's a weekend,
ma'am. Oh, after what we talked about earlier, oh, it's a weekend. Oh, you're in for 2 days.
Okay.
You're in for 2 days, ma'am. Blackish.
Okay.
I did not watch Blackish when it was on. I don't know what I was into or what I was watching at the time, but I did not watch Blackish when it was on. But once I started watching that shit, yo, that, have you watched any, like, were you able to, like, just catch a couple of episodes
I've seen
here and there?
One or two, yeah.
Jack and Diane, listen, the twins, Jack and Diane, first of all, the fact that they named their kids.
Yeah, I was thinking.
About a little ditty. About Jack and Diane. Two American kids growing up in the prom. Jack was going to be a football star. John Cougar Mellencamp on that ass.
Yeah, why are they? That's funny they did that.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. I thought that was so cute that they did it. But Diane being the boss bitch. At her age, like, even from day one, Dion Cole's character was afraid of her the whole show until at the end when they finally connected and got to understand one another. But when I tell you she had that man shook, every time he came in, he'd be like, Diane ain't here. Is she? Where Diane at? Diane used to be, like, in his ass, yo.
Oh, gosh.
But I love that story as well. Two professionals. Dre was in that, you know, he was an ad agency. He was a big deal there. Bo was a freaking doctor. She was an anesthetist.
Yes. People put you out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So two professionals. They had a beautiful house. Junior was a lot. He left a lot to be desired up top. He wasn't the smartest kid, but he made good life choices, you know. And then you have Zoe, who went on to do Grownish,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. So I loved seeing the black of it all. They even had real problems. They even separated for a while in the show. Yeah, they were in different houses and everything.
Mm.
And the only thing that brought them back together is when Bo's dad died. I'm not ruining this for anybody, right? But when Bo's dad died, she called Dre and he went back to the house and the rest was history. They were back together and it was a beautiful thing. But that show was hilarious.
And I like now that, like, when we started, I talked about, like, Good Times, and we didn't talk about, like, 227.
Oh, it's
but
on here.
I like that, yeah, now they're showing that it's not just projects, or it's not just,
they've
you know,
evolved.
The negativity.
Yes.
It's real stuff.
Yes.
You know.
Black people have great lives, too.
Right, exactly, exactly.
Back in the 70s when the Good Times and all that. I mean, of course, there were Black families who were affluent,
yeah.
But I think what resonated at that time was project shit.
That's you know where I mean? Lived while I was watching it.
Right.
And
right.
You know, and I wonder if
did they,
like,
oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Did they ever show them with roaches? They never killed a roach on that show, did they?
Maybe they didn't have any. You said that's how you know it wasn't real. Because I sure had them. But I wonder, too, now, just thinking, you know, if I had seen more of the real life of Black people, you know, that, you know, doing things, would I have come to the realization earlier that I could?
That you could.
Because I remember I told you back in the day, not that long ago, I was like, oh, you know, I can never, you know, have a my own house and a nice neighborhood. And
and look at you now, surrounded by white people.
No, I know one day I was sitting here, where I was supposed to be working, looking out the window, and Bambi was in my yard. I was like, oh my gosh, where do I live?
Yeah.
Oh, and then when I first, the first few nights we were here, he's like, I can't sleep. It's too quiet. It's
like, shit. Where I lived in Warwick, New York, if Bambi was in the yard, my Uncle Randy or my dad was shooting. Bambi wasn't making it out.
Because I know when I would meet people, and it's like, you know, you have a house? Mm-hmm. You know, you live like this. I know one time I was looking at people like driving SUVs. I was like, oh, they must be rich.
And here you are with your very own SUV. Personalized tags and
all, right? So maybe had I seen more.
Yeah.
More Cosby Show, more Blackish, less, you know, not so much Good Times. It was entertaining. But,
and I mean, really looking back, Good Times was the worst of the worst. Like, we're focusing on Good Times because it was such a great show. Yeah.
But that was the
Dynamite.
Oh, yes. Oh, gosh.
That damn hat, that Kangol.
And he was a comedian. He, a stand-up. He did stand-up comedy.
Did he?
Yeah, yeah.
See, that I did not know.
What's his name?
Jimmy Walker.
Yeah, Jimmy Walker.
I don't know why JJ thought he was so fine. Like, girls were flocking to him in that show. And I was like,
first of all, he was about this big. You know? Maybe because he was an artist.
Maybe.
You know, women like that.
Yeah,
you know,
he was a dope artist on the show.
But he can't even bring nobody back to his own place. He lived on his mama couch.
Then who was it? Oh, Michael, who moved out with the white girl or was dating a white girl?
Michael?
Yeah. Or was it JJ? Moved out.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know. Michael was.
I know.
Black, yes. Militant midget. Like, for real, for real. So I'm not going to say midget.
I don't know. It doesn't
fit. Like, if I can't say Michael was a militant little person.
Because he was. Yeah, that's
he was
not,
a militant midget.
But yeah, I don't know. But, you know, it seems like they probably would have slapped him with the white woman because. Yeah.
Just for the controversy of it all.
Yeah.
Do you remember Rock?
Yeah, the garbage man?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was picking up some good stuff.
And he would juice and do stuff like that.
The garbage man, he was picking up all the. I don't remember the show too much.
He used to bring home all the shit. Elise Neal, I think her name is, was the. No, nope, nope. That's somebody different. I can't think of the wife's name. I could see her, though. She had the little mole. I can't think of her name, but she used to be like, Rock, you know, you bringing all that. Shoot, this is worth $5. Like, oh my gosh, I used to love that show.
Oh, yeah. So he could have been on Sanford and Son.
He could. Yeah. He could have been that junkyard. Yes. He definitely could have. What else? I mean, there are, obviously we can't go through all three. You talked about Jamie Foxx before, his show.
Yeah, he had a show.
Yeah. With the uncle and the aunt, and they were running the hotel.
Yeah,
he went Fancy.
Fancy.
Lord. And then his show, that ended up going so far left. Like, him and Fancy were married, and remember he was writing jingles, and then they had, like, the whole new cat. I didn't care for it.
Sometimes things... they naturally end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't keep it going. Sometimes you just can't keep it going.
Yeah, that might have been one of those that should have ended at when the hotel closed.
Yeah.
Wrap all this shit up.
But I guess you don't know till you try.
They should have foresaw that. they should have saw that one coming. Bernie Mac's show was hilarious, and it was based on his stand-up.
Yes,
you know, with
the kids. Yeah, mm-hmm. I love me some Bernie Mac. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, with them kids. Like I said, Bernie Mac and I, we understand. Kids, boy. You wanna,
What I loved about Bernie Mac, especially in that show, he was still Bernie Mac.
Yes, yes.
Like, they didn't put him on the show to be somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
He got to be himself. Them eyes and, you know, chastising the kids and girl. And yeah, that was funny.
I miss him.
Did you watch the Carmichael show?
No.
Okay. He's another one of my, I'm making so much noise with my thing. I'm trying to pull up, you know, I got notes galore.
It's funny. You scrolling on your thing and I got my little
clipboard
here.
Little paper.
I think I connect better with hand to, like you like the feel of a book.
Yeah.
I like when I try to remember stuff, I like to write it down
better than, and not for nothing, writing it down helps you to remember it. Yeah. The more you write things, the more
connected.
Yeah. 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 But Gerard Carmichael, I was trying to look up who else was in the show. I can see people, but I can't think of their names. I just remember the show. But he, even in his stand-up comedy, very, very political, but very aware. I don't want to use that word woke. I hate that word woke. I hate it.
People have bastardized it.
Yes. But he was very aware to what was going on around him, and he kind of incorporated that into the show, which I thought was pretty funny. I don't know where I was going with it. Oh, his stand-up. He came out in his stand-up. That's how he came out in his stand-up. Yeah.
Interesting.
Like, he did a whole special. Like, it was pretty dope.
Oh, that's it.
Another one of those little.
But I don't know. I mean, this has been good. Like you said, we can't possibly hit on everything, but just to be aware of some of these things you hadn't seen, like me, I need to go back and look at some of these things, because I like a good laugh.
Yeah.
I love to laugh. You know, that's the best thing. And if they've got some good shows out there, old or new,
yeah,
I need to get into it.
Yeah. Everybody say Moesha. Sorry, I had to throw that out there.
I did not.
You didn't even mow?
No. Again, I saw it once or twice. Mo-sha. I just didn't get into it.
Eat it.
You know what?
Okay, chair.
Yeah, you know I put them together. You better be careful up in there.
Can I sue if I fall?
I don't have insurance.
Welcome back to Cabrini Green, y'all. Welcome back to the projects. Damn insurance. Where are we at on time?
It's time, but you know what we haven't done? Let's do the sake. And we're matching.
We are. Matching. Our sock case. I am relaxed, bitch. And the match part was actually, I already had a pair. But because my bestie and I share the same brain, she saw the socks and was like, ooh, she would love these. And when she gave them to me, I was like, ooh, I love these. So now we both have a pair because we are relaxed, bitch.
That's right.
On that note.
Later.
Are you picking up what we're putting down? If so, now's the time to like, follow, subscribe, and share. We'd also love to hear from you. Give us a call at 757-504-4649, or you can email us at lifecracksusup@gmail.com, or just drop us a comment. If you're so inclined, do all three.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Be sure to like, follow, share, and subscribe, and look for a new episode every Wednesday.